WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm David Packer. 2 days of violence by protesters in reaction to immigration raids by federal agents in Los Angeles as President Trump ordering the deployment of National Guardsmen. And Saturday night, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth posting on X that, quote, if violence continues, active duty Marines at Camp Pendleton will also be mobilized. They are on high alert. As this was unfolding, President Trump in Newark, New Jersey's Prudential Center attending UFC 316. Hundreds of thousands of customers without power across the southeast as severe thunderstorms sweep through the region so far this weekend.
The system spawning 9 reported tornadoes.
You can hear the freight train.
Parts of Arkansas drenched. Flash flood warnings lasting for hours in Little Rock. Baseball-sized hail reported.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Sovereignty crossed the finish line first at Saturday's running of the Belmont Stakes. This is ABC News. The manhunt is underway for 32-year-old Travis Decker, the man accused of killing his 3 young daughters near a campground in Washington State. The National Guard called in to help, a $20,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. Coco Gauff winning the French Open Saturday, defeating top-ranked Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus. ABC's Ines Delicatera has more from Paris.
Gauff becoming only the 3rd American this century to win. The match thrilling from the start. Gauff losing a close first set, but making a massive comeback in the second set as Sabalenka began struggling and dominating in the third. She now takes home her 2nd Grand Slam title, avenging a devastating loss here in 2022.
The FAA says it will continue to limit the number of flights in and out of Newark Liberty Airport to 34 through the end of the year. That's well down from normal capacity. The goal, to reduce delays during ongoing construction, but it follows a cascade of issues caused by equipment outages and air traffic control staffing shortages. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Drop what you're doing because Appleton has a whole week of fun just for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you can enjoy an entire week of live local musician performances thanks to the 13th annual Appleton Street Music Week. June 9th through 13th from noon till 1, these musicians are donating their time to raise money to help support and elevate the community. And if you want to be involved, go to wgbw.fm and click events.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's hour number 1 of the After Hour Show on Max Inc. Radio. And we're going to start it with the big payback. Why? They're doing live stuff at Atwood Fest, 145, day 1, Saturday, July 26th. This is Looking at Me on Max Inc. Radio. More of the sounds of Atwood Fest continues in our double dip. All Max Inc. Radio. It's the big payback.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
Time.
the big payback on Max Inc. Radio. See them at Atwood Fest. It's right around the corner. Make sure you make plans. The Rare Element will be there also. All this local music is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. Access all the products that you need to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushrooms, spores, growing supplies, and more. Oh, those rose bath bombs are amazing, too. Shop online at turtleisland.com or in person at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison. Rare Element now. You will see them live at Atwood Fest. This is Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you.
Inc. Radio. You can see them at Atwood Fest. Mark your calendars. Get out the big red marker. Circle the date. You, me, Rocker, we'll all be there. Jimmy K, too. Coming up next, Sam Ness. He's got so many live things. Tomorrow he's here in Madison at the Red Rocks Saloon on the 10th, Hill Point, Wisconsin. Baraboo on the 11th. This is Press On Now on Max Inc. Radio.
I had a dream long ago, in the desert shadowed lands, there I was told, upon the mountain there was everything I seek, and the roads were there, but the path was up to me. My trembling hands wiped the sweat upon my brow. I'll never stop this journey. This new day, I'll make my way, my eyes cast toward tomorrow, I'll press on. String around my neck, I keep at bay the thoughts that stray inside my head. Silver linings to the cracks inside my heart. Worth its weight in gold, I wish I'd seen it from the start. Trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow. Never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. With this new day, I'll make my way. My eyes cast toward tomorrow. I'll press on. Time when I know I have seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go. In the morning when it calls to me. In the nighttime when I know. I've seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go.
This time I'm not letting go.
My trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow. I'll never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. This new day, I'll make my way. Eyes cast toward tomorrow, I'll press on.
Sam Ness, Max Inc. Radio. Now we have Cat and the Hurricane. See them next June 13th. They'll be live in Kenosha, Stevens Point on the 14th. This is Sorry I'm Like This. And they're taking us to break on Max Inc. Radio.
I hear them speak, but
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right, Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice, I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm covered in food for my
you found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Your mind tonight, 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 we'll get it right. Your mind tonight, tonight, tonight. Your mind tonight, 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 we'll get it right. Your mind tonight, tonight, tonight.
Nothing seems real. at 2 a.m. I say write it down. Ask me again tomorrow afternoon, so I know you mean it. I'll be always running in opposite directions. Thunder, lightning, there's always a split second.
the wind remains. And so
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
just see.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark. Green Bay's real news and great conversation. A civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. After a second day of chaotic protests in Los Angeles County over federal immigration raids, which saw police using smoke bombs to disperse the crowds and protesters setting fire in the streets, President Trump now signing a memorandum for 2,000 California National Guard troops to be activated to stop the violence. Despite ongoing ceasefire negotiations and more scheduled in the days ahead,
Russia intensifying its attacks against Ukraine. At least 7 people killed and 41 others injured as Russia unleashed a barrage of drones and missiles Saturday, targeting civilian and energy infrastructure. Explosions erupting in neighborhoods across Ukraine, including in the capital of Kyiv.
ABC's Marcus Moore in London. Israeli troops killing at least 8 Palestinians near a humanitarian aid center in Gaza. The new relief effort operated by a foundation backed by the U.S. and Israel has been marred by chaos and deadly violence. This is ABC News.